from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Yes, it's a Fair or Foul Friday. I want to give a quick homage to my boy Chris Goforth. I was telling you, he just sounds like college football to me. He makes me want college football to be here.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be hearing Chris Goforth while tailgating, getting ready for that noon kickoff.
Or driving through Opelika.
Yes.
On the way to like Panama City for a fall trip, and Auburn's about to play LSU.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
And one of those patented 8-6 games they used to have, right?
Yeah, those pre-Saban at Alabama games where, you know, and Saban was a part of some of those LSU-Auburn games at
right.
LSU.
Right.
But, dude, those were slobber knockers. They were. Boy, old school ass.
Knock your Richard in the dirt games.
Yeah, that's right.
Day-Day Dialogue, what are y'all doing back there? We have work to do here. What are you talking about?
Well, they're planning next week's outfits.
What is the conversation?
They're planning next week's outfits, how to match.
Outfits?
We're going over cornhole game plans for the 99 The Game summer games.
Deep film study.
Are you playing together?
No, we're playing against each other, but we're just kind of letting each other know, like, you know, kind of a little background on our skill sets.
What I can do.
Scouting reports.
You know,
between each other. Just for
the fun of it. Like trading film in high school. You know how the high school coaches trade film?
Cornhole trade deadline is looming. All right, gentlemen.
Sounds like Mike Bell's team needs to trade some players because they're not doing very well.
All hands on deck for this fair or foul. Fair or foul, within 3 years, Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach. Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach. Day-Day.
I'll say foul only because I think she really loves the developing these women, these young women in the women's game.
And being an ambassador for the women's game.
Yeah.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well. Just to pretty much the point of what Day-Day said, I just think she cares so much about developing these young women. And like you said, being that ambassador and being that voice for women's sports. And she knows she's a face. She's a cover of women's sports. So with that being on her shoulders, too, I think she takes that seriously. She takes pride in that. So I don't see her going anywhere, especially not in 3 years.
Bo, Squid, Billy Morgan. Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach within 3 years.
I think it's foul, but for completely different reasons. I think, she will probably be able to be paid just as well being a women's coach eventually. But also,
they're making about three. Her and Gino are making like $3 million.
Yeah, I think she wants to. I think it's more about competition for her. I think she eventually wants to be up there and remember like a Pat Summitt, and maybe take over the wins from the lady from Stanford that just retired, which Gino will pass. I think it's more about she probably is getting in her, I want to beat Gino. I want to coach as long as I can and have the most wins. Like, it's accomplishments. And look, you guys, you're not wrong about her developing.
Okay, we get it.
But people want to win.
We got to move on.
No, I want to do a tirade.
I say yes, she would love to be the first. Female, I think she would love that. I will say, I'm going to answer my own question. I think it's fair.
I think Becky Hammon might beat her.
Good point. That's a good point. Fair or foul, Falcons will average 29.2 points per game. Falcons will average 29.2 points per game. Dylon.
Fair. The league is not going to know how to stop a Zach Robinson offense that is wielded by Kirk Cousins, Bijan. I think Kyle Pitts has a breakout year as well. Darnell Mooney, I think he's going to have somewhat of a breakout year too. Give me fair. I'm going to say we average 29.5 points per game.
I like it. Day-Day, the avuncular uncle of Sports Radio 929 The Game. Falcons will average 29.2 points per game.
I'm going to say foul because I've been kind of pegging them for 27.
Okay.
Kind of 27-5-ish. I think they're going to be high scoring. I think 29 might just be a little bit of a stretch, though, just in all honesty.
All right, Squid, as succinctly as possible.
Foul.
I will also say foul. I think they'll average 29.1 points per game.
If you give me 26 points a game, I think we'll all be happy. What we've seen the last few years, we'll all be happy.
Fair or foul? Mayonnaise. Fair or foul? Mayonnaise. Squid.
Fair. Nothing wrong with it. Give me a good Hellman's.
Dylon.
I barely tolerate mayonnaise. It's okay, like on a chicken sandwich, maybe a little bit, but I'd rather not have it. Foul. Mayonnaise is foul.
I have a friend that has a visceral hatred for mayonnaise.
I'm the same way.
Day-Day, mayonnaise, fair or foul?
Fair, but only on my sandwiches.
Only on the... Not to dip your French fries
no,
in.
Sandwiches only.
I'll mix my tuna. I put it in tuna.
Fair or foul? Dating women taller than you. Dating women taller than you, fair or foul? Day-Day.
Fair, I've never done it, but fair, I have friends that have done it. I won't lie, in my single life, I saw some very tall women that I would have taken a shot, but I always said to myself, yeah, I'm probably not, the height they probably require.
See, it's the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ones like that, that's the ones with the body count right there. Day-Day, the Day-Days. They ran through them. Dylon, fair or foul, dating women taller than you.
I dated a female in college that was close to my height. Not quite as tall as me,
what
but
you,
close
six
to
foot,
my height.
Six one?
I'm about, 6'2" and a half, something like that. But it's fair. I don't discriminate. So.
How tall are you, Rob?
I'm 6'3".
I want you guys to stand next to each other because I don't think he's 6'2".
Fair, well, you have no choice for the most part. Dating women taller than you, fair foul.
It's fair. I dated a girl that was 6 foot. I think she was 6'1".
And she adored you too, but she just.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Literally, the height was a problem for her, but not me. But it didn't hurt my feelings because she's honest about it.
In college, I was with a volleyball player that was 6'4" for a little while.
That's right.
Legs for days.
Mm-hmm.
Fair or foul? Any pizza is good pizza. Fair or foul, any pizza is good pizza. Dylon.
Absolutely fair. I don't think I've ever had a bad pizza in my life. Of course, like we were talking about earlier, there are degrees of quality.
Yeah, you recognize that, but it's still pizza.
It's still pizza, and it still eats at the end of the day. So
still
it's fair.
It still eats. Day-Day, fair or foul?
Foul. School pizza has the cardboard box crust taste. I know.
Oh, I love the old square pizza from school. Put ketchup on it.
No. I used to. Them pieces at school used to hit. I'm not
now,
gonna lie.
When I was in high school, you know, because I'm older, that my school was like one of those. We were in that era where we started getting those personal size Domino's pizzas.
Oh,
wow. When they started doing that,
how bougie.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like the square pieces, and you can get them. Hey, can I get the burnt piece? It's fair because I think that putting pineapples on a pizza is revolting, and you should be put in prison for it.
Oh, absolutely.
However.
That's firing squad.
However, if you ordered one that had pineapples on it, I just pick the pineapples off and still eat it. Then the pizza's good.
Fair or foul, going to either movies, concerts, or restaurants by yourself. Fair or foul, Day-Day.
Fair. Fair, very fair. My wife actually thought I was kind of strange because I would go to the movies by myself when she first met me.
Fair or foul day of the die line.
It's very fair. I've gone to a movie by myself. I've gone to a Braves game by myself. I would go to a concert by myself. It was the right artist, a.k.a. Drake. But absolutely fair.
Fair or foul. All those things. Concerts, restaurants, movies by yourself.
They're different for me. I don't want to go to a restaurant by myself unless I sit at the bar. I've gone to the movies once by myself, but I'm not going to a concert by myself. This is boring. I want to have fun. I want to hang out with people.
I meet people.
You can make friends there.
I don't like people. I like my own company. I'm good. I've done all three by myself.
I don't like meeting new people necessarily. I mean, I do, but like not at an event like that where I want to just relax. Meeting new people's work, you know?
Fair or foul, Brent Key will lead Georgia Tech to 9 wins this year. Fair or foul, Dylon?
I'll go fair. I'm going to say they'll do it. I feel like they could be on that fringe of 8, but you know what? As the hometown take, I'll go with fair, and I'll say Georgia Tech gets 9.
Day-Day, does Tech win 9 games this year?
Fair. I have no choice. My wife is an alum. Fair.
Squid.
Yeah, I love Brent Key, and I want to be optimistic about a good Tech season. I'm going fair.
I'm
going
to go fair. I think something's cooking on the flats.
Plus, the ACC is kind of garbage anyways.
Fair or foul? Pop-Tarts. Fair or foul, Pop-Tart, Squid.
Fair, but the blueberry ones, so good.
Toasted, untoasted. I like them
untoasted,
raw.
Untoasted. I like the frosting to taste like not heated crap. I like the frosting.
Dylon, fair or foul, Pop-Tart.
I'll go either way. You can toast it, put in the microwave for 20 seconds, or eat it straight out the pack. Absolutely fair. Love Pop-Tarts.
They're still magical. Day squared.
High school Day-Day would say fair. Unfortunately, it's just one of those food items I've outgrown.
You've outgrown that mature palate of yours, sir. I understand. Fair or foul, the ESPYs. If they were playing on an airplane, you'd still walk out.
Fair. I would walk out of the ESPYs. I think it's just brutal.
Fair or foul, Day-Day?
Well, on an airplane, unfortunately, I'm going to have to stomach that.
I'd go sit in the bathroom.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
I would watch the ESPYs on an airplane, but they would not be my first viewing choice.
All right. That's fair or foul right there. Good job, gentlemen. Thank you for your participation and being present.
Me, good job. You, good job.
Good job. Great job, Rob Tribble.
What's the mayonnaise question?
Dislike mayonnaise with a strong pass.
Does mayonnaise need a wake-up call at 404-726-0929? Put them on your Pop-Tarts. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.